Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
It is 11:06 a.m. in Tel Aviv, Israel. Air Force One carrying President Joe Biden has just landed literally in the last several minutes. And the president, of course, his mission to Israel to talk to the leadership there, obviously a show of hopefully unity and sense of purpose here for what's happening with this Israel-Gaza conflict. And we'll be talking about that here in just a few moments with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook events as they're happening right now in the overnights. And that's one of the great things about this program, folks, because we are live and we're bringing this to you right now as it's happening. So welcome to the program, everybody. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. Of course, we're broadcasting, as I said, live this morning from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country and, of course, up on the satellite with the GCN network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. If you'd like to listen to the program on a live stream, go to GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com. If you're working in the overnights across America, we want to give you a special shout out. Thank you for what you're doing, of course. And also, we're continuing to get some of our behind the scenes things back in order here. We'll be hopefully taking your listener telephone calls on the Thursday edition. But for right now, go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can click on the Send Kyle a Direct Message link, and you can send myself or you can send Denise perhaps a question or comment about what we're talking about here this morning on the broadcast. And again, we want to thank you for your patience. Thanks for pardoning our dust as we get some things turned around here. And you are the reason we're here, folks. It's because of you, and we're really glad that you're along with us here as we go through the overnight hours. Well, let's get right back to our good friend Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Well, as you just heard me talking about, we did see Air Force One has landed in Tel Aviv. The president, of course, now getting ready to motorcade to their destination to have some talks and discussions, of course. What do you think is going to be top priority? Is the president there to try to get Israel to tamp down their response, or is he there to do something else?
Well, we don't know the motivation. We can all sit back here and kind of guess, but I think it's really a gesture to show some solidarity. Originally, he was supposed to meet with some Arab leaders, including Mahmoud Abbas, head of the Palestinian Authority. He was supposed to meet with King Abdul of Jordan. He was supposed to meet with General al-Sisi of Egypt. All three of them canceled the meetings. And they canceled them directly after the hit on the hospital in Gaza. I'm not completely convinced that they had any plans to meet with him anyway. I almost believe that this was a ploy, a plot, to embarrass the United States. And they were waiting for the moment to cancel, because they all three canceled within like 30 minutes of each other. Isn't that interesting?
Indeed.
So now, it's really quite fascinating too, because we have King Abdul of Jordan, who is showing his anger by what happened at the hospital. But he also said that the red line for him was Palestinians. He isn't taking any, period, end of report. General al-Sisi said the same thing. So it tells you that you've got at least two Arab countries that don't want anything to do with these Palestinians. Now, the other thing that Biden allegedly is going to do is talk about nothing but the Palestinians, because he said in the 60 Minutes interview that he wants the Palestinians to have their own state. Never have they had their own state. The United Nations, after Israel was created, if you will, they refused, the United Nations refused to ratify any kind of Palestinian state. You can't really do it if you look at a map of Palestine anyway. So, additionally, as a gesture, I think the United States is showing force, and this is their opportunity to kind of rehabilitate themselves after the debacle in Afghanistan, and I would also argue essentially the debacle in Ukraine, because we now have two aircraft carriers that one will be in theater within days, but we are also sending, I think, five shipments of U.S. weapons and equipment has just arrived in Israel. I think some of that is to replenish the Iron Dome. And we sent the Marine Expeditionary Unit over there. We also have some special forces that are already there, and they are allegedly embedded with Israel's intelligence wing. Then we are sending the USS Bataan Amphibious Group, mm-hmm. And the USS Mesa Verde, and the USS Carter Hall. So we're sending all kinds of warships over there. Now,
indeed,
they either know something that, and I also would mention that there's a whole pile of fighter jets that have been flown into theater, including the E-2 Hawkeye surveillance planes.
Wow.
How many of those, I don't know.
Wow. Well, Denise, hold on there real quick, because we're heading to the end of the segment, but we're going to be right back, everybody. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, as the events are unfolding in Israel right now. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President Biden landing in Tel Aviv just a few minutes ago and embracing Benjamin Netanyahu after climbing down the stairs from Air Force One. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we continue to race across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across America. And we hope that you're having a great evening, great morning, whatever it is that you're up to at this hour. We really are glad that you're along with us, especially if you're driving out there in a big rig, going across the country, over the road, if you're working a shift, if whatever it is that you're doing, and especially if you're police or first responders, firefighters, anybody out there on the overnights who are out there keeping us safe and keeping America going, we really, really do appreciate you. Okay, let's get right back to our good friend Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience. Denise, right when we went to the break, you were talking about some of this material, military material that's already in the region. You know, is there something in the offing here? You were saying maybe there's something they know that we don't know. What's going on?
Well, I think if you consider what we have sent and what we are sending to Israel, people are a whole lot smarter in military gear than I am, could probably figure this out better than me, but we sent some JDAM kits, essentially it says here a tail fin and navigation kits that turns a dumb bomb into a smart bomb. We've also ordered A-10s, F-15s, and 16s. and so we also have, you know, the 2,000 U.S. forces that are prepared to deploy it in any moment. And there is also an additional 2,000, which would include Air Force that are put on standby. So I think, they either, one, know something that we don't know, which I think is likely the case, because if you're just doing this as a gesture to show, you know, American power, military power, I don't think that you would send as much as we're sending.
Indeed. Well, I want to ask you this as well, Denise, because what you're talking about got me to thinking, you know, there's something that could happen in the northern part of Israel across the border from Lebanon. And you know, is there something brewing here, perhaps? And I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, obviously, but is there something brewing here where we would have to help Israel repel something that might come across the border there?
Well, Hezbollah, you know, I keep hearing different numbers, you know, 100,000 rockets. Well, I don't know what a rocket is. Are they the same kind of rockets that, you know, Hamas had? Are they missiles? What are they? We just hear a number. The other day I even heard 120,000. Well, I guess, why are we talking about it now? Because we can go back 10 years and hear that Hezbollah had those rockets in Lebanon pointed to Israel. So it's kind of like, why is it a deal now? And again, we don't know what they really are. This whole event and how it's kind of manifesting itself is really changing all. Into one of our air bases in Turkey. They tried to breach the security there. So this is bad, ladies and gentlemen.
I completely wholeheartedly agree. And again, we've got this material that's in the area. Something could happen, but also stateside, we don't have a Speaker of the House. If the president begins to have to send in, I mean, I can't even imagine the scenario at this point. American boots on the ground fighting in the middle of a Middle East war would seem to be a path that it would be incredibly hard to extricate ourselves from.
Well, that kind of takes us back to the authorization for use of military force.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is all included in that. Remember, when it came to Afghanistan and Iraq, there was a whole bunch of debate over that. And what the president has, apparently 90 days of authority that he does not have to get permission from Congress. So we don't know where this necessarily goes. What a convoluted mess.
It is. There's no doubt about that, Denise. And, you know, because let's just say that America gets involved somehow in helping Israel in a military way. We have our troops, and it's a done deal at that point. You mentioned Russia and China earlier. What does Russia do in terms of, will they simply come to the aid of their friend Iran that runs Hamas, and because they would feel like, hey, we can get in on this and really go to town?
They've already come to the aid.
Indeed.
Because September the 14th, I think it was, Putin had invited the top leaders of Hamas to Moscow for a sit down, and they went. So they're already involved.
Well, it just seems to me that we keep hearing about multiple fronts. And in this case, you know, Israel, if the Northern Front opens, then that's something there. But obviously the war in Ukraine rages on. Russia and China would see a real opportunity to try to create more chaos, throw more dirt in the air, and then Lord only knows what comes after that from their perspective.
It's almost hard to predict. But I would be watching what other countries are doing. I just kind of explained the list of the stuff that we've sent over to theater and are sending into theater. I believe that they're looking at the potential for this thing to escalate into some real nastiness, that we've sent the volume and the long list of things into theater. Now, France has had some issues just in the last couple of days. Italy is taking a hard line on some things here. So, Turkey is not our friend and hasn't been for a long time, even though they're a NATO country. Remember, it was only, a couple of weeks ago that we had to shoot down a drone?
Oh, yeah.
One of their drones that was threatening us. We've now found out that Egypt is not so much our friend. Jordan's not so much our friend. United Arab Emirates is probably, and Kuwait are probably closer friends to the United States and to the West, of the Arab countries. Saudi Arabia is bailed out altogether, from what I can see. I don't know where Bahrain is, but Bahrain's essentially, run by Saudi Arabia anyway. So it's bad out there. Now, the timing of this is really quite interesting because I think if you – and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, or I create theories and then I try and build on them, and then I find out that I might be wrong and I try and back out of them. But I would say that some of these rogue leaders and the militant Islamic world are taking a look at our elections and saying, you know what, Biden's not going to win. I think they figured out that he's not going to win re-election. So if they want to go after the West, they better do it now because the next president won't put up with this, whoever it may be.
I don't think that's a theory that seems to really fit the facts here.
Well, yeah, and I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think if you look at what Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, I mean, you can go on down Iran, you can go on down the list. If you kind of look at all the things that they're doing and saying and the timing of all of this, especially after showing the weaknesses of our policies towards Iran and how we bailed out of Afghanistan and the fact that Joe Biden can't even seem to walk up and down the stairs without tripping and falling, and the fact that we're so generous with our taxpayer money to all of these rogue factions,
yep.
I think they pretty well decided we better do something now because the next president won't.
I think you're right about that. I think you're right about that. Denise, stay right there. We're going to be right back. More with Denise Simon, everybody, right after this.
Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update.
Former President Donald Trump was back in a New York courtroom today for his civil fraud trial.
When he arrived at the courthouse, the first thing the former president did was once again criticize New York Attorney General Letitia James.
This is a witch hunt by a radical lunatic attorney general that shouldn't be allowed to be an attorney general. It's horrible.
According to a Palestinian official, an Israeli airstrike on a Gaza hospital resulted in hundreds of casualties. However, Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said it's not clear who's responsible for the missile strike at this time.
It should be very clear that Hamas is the one putting Palestinians or those in Gaza at great risk.
Pop star Pink has canceled two concerts this week due to a family emergency. Today and tomorrow in Tacoma, Washington, they will be rescheduled. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, what a night, oh, what a morning. Of course, as we continue to race across your radio dial in the overnights across America, folks, this is the place for news and politics. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message if you have a comment for Denise Simon, our special guest again this morning, our regular contributor to the program, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, of course, folks, if you haven't heard, President Joe Biden about 30 minutes ago or so touched down in Tel Aviv, Israel, in Air Force One, is going to be meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu and having the president there in the region. Number one is it's a security issue, security risk. So, of course, we wish him the best because, obviously, this is a very volatile situation there. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, wouldn't you agree? Obviously, this is a very distinct security issue going into this area at this time. For the president,
I believe I'd have canceled the trip. To be honest with you,
yeah, I agree. I do feel it's very high risk sort of situation, and we just don't want anything to go wrong with this. I mean, this is again a big concern. Politics are out the door on that one because the president has flown into an area where rockets can come down at any time.
Well, not only that, whatever you want to discuss with Netanyahu or any of his military or intelligence leadership, we have a whole bunch of technology that's highly secure coming out of the Situation Room that they can have a conversation with those people here, especially when you've got three Arab leaders that canceled on them.
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to get your take as well. Because of this tragedy that happened at the hospital, upwards of 500 people, we understand, were killed. It just seems that every single time that there's a hope that maybe there could be talks or summit or anything like this, something like this happens, whether or not this was just a coincidence or not. But they're using that as part of a reason to cancel those meetings, believing somehow Israel is behind it.
Well, I'm actually looking at some interesting footage here, too, because not only was the hospital hit, but what they call a parking lot was also hit, and a couple of cars were set on fire. But one particular car, one car, has flipped upside down, and it was blown from the inside out.
Interesting.
It was blown from the inside out, okay? And I'm looking at the picture. So, yeah,
That might have been the point of origin. Yeah, point of origin of the explosion.
Well, no, I think there were two blasts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is not Israel's first rodeo, and it's not going to be their last, I'm sad to say. But I think that... as long as this meeting is going to happen between Biden and Netanyahu, I hope Netanyahu just really lets them have it. And I hope whoever Biden took with him on this trip, you know, they're all present for this. And then... while Blinken is still in the region, he's been there for, what, you know, 7 or 8 days now?
Right.
I think he's going to have to stay there. And after this meeting, he's going to have to go back and visit all of those Arab leaders that he just met with, including Saudi Arabia, who, by the way, left him waiting 8 hours to meet him. 8 hours. Would you have waited to speak to... Saudi Arabia leadership for 8 hours. I mean, that into itself is insulting. But, you know, our little soldier here, head of the State Department, he waited.
You know, that's the thing. That's sending a message.
Of course it is.
Sending a message to Blinken, but also to the rest of the Arab world, more than likely, as well.
Yeah, we're groveling. I mean, we groveled to China, and now we're groveling to Saudi Arabia?
Well, Denise, one of the things, of course, American forces, and again, this is all just, you know, conceptual, but or theoretical at this point, but American forces could assist Israel in some way. We have the forces in the region or the material there. But what about Iran itself? Would the United States consider some kind of strikes against Iran because Hamas is a wholly run subsidiary of Iran? Would it just be better to go to the right to the source?
I don't think it would be a military operation. I think it would be more of a cyber operation, kind of like Stuxnet Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, going back to having a Speaker of the House, some of these people that voted against Jordan yesterday, they sit on some interesting committees. And I would argue that it is shameful, that you know, how they voted. I mean, two voted for Lee Zeldin, which I actually don't think it would be a bad choice, personally, but nonetheless. You had a couple of voted for McCarthy. You had a couple of voted for Scalise. You had Ken Buck, who he surprises me like crazy. In fact, you know, he was on CNN yesterday, so maybe he's bucking for a job over there. I'm a little disappointed in him. But this is the time, as we are watching what is happening to our embassies and to you know, these protests in all of these countries across the Middle East. You know, it's shameful of what these Republicans are doing that we don't have a speaker.
Well, and of course, at the same time, the Democrats – are saying things like, well, we want to get a bipartisan path forward. Jim Clyburn was saying earlier that, well, if the Republicans want to sit down in earnest and figure out how we're going to do the people's business, because guess what, Denise? I guess the people's business just isn't getting done, and Jim Clyburn is very upset about that.
Well, but his people's business and the real people's business are two different things.
Right. Well, that's exactly the point. Exactly. You know, they couch it as such that, well, you know, we want to get the people's business done, but in reality, they want to keep the spending going. They want to do all that kind of stuff. And they're trying to capitalize on this issue with the Republicans that can't get a speaker elected.
You know, What do we say? You know, there's an old cliche of the enemies within or domestic, you know, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I think it's about time that we start defining what a domestic enemy is. I'm looking at this car again that blew up from the outside, from the inside out in this parking lot. In the courtyard, the parking courtyard.
Well, the hospital thing is definitely, it's a propaganda tool at this point. No matter how it happened, let's just say for sake of argument, it was an errant missile, it went bad and it happened to hit, and it was a terrible coincidence. They still will use it as a propaganda tool.
Well, they
to try,
are.
Yeah,
they,
to make
Israel
stop.
They absolutely are. And so, you know, it's pretty fascinating the people in both chambers that have seen these videos, that are getting briefings, that are getting whatever. They may not be able to take any action out of the House, but they're getting the intelligence, at least piece parts of it. And it's really quite remarkable. Let's see here. Netanyahu and President Isaac Herzog welcome Joe Biden on his arrival 48 minutes ago, blah, blah, blah.
And as a matter of fact, right now, it's about 11:42 in the a.m. in Tel Aviv, and Biden and Netanyahu are meeting right now in front of the cameras right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, is that I think that we ought to also go on. I'm going to kind of change horses here a little bit. But I think that we ought to go on a campaign that we raise the threat level here in the United States, because we have, you know, Border Patrol has said, I think there's four Iranians that have crossed over our border.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of Lebanese, couple of Syrians, not to mention all the other ones. But I think it's now time that we ask the threat level to be raised here because of the people that are, one, being let in, and two, that are getting away from us.
Of course, yeah. I mean, this raises the specter of so many terrible things, and the fact that the border is so porous, that's a terrible thing. Well, Denise Simon, thank you so much again for being with us this morning. We're coming
Happy
up to the
too.
End of the segment. Yes, again, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Denise.
All right. Good morning.
All right, everybody. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Go over there and check her out, and check us out, because we're coming right back. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The send Kyle a direct link right there at KyleWarrenShow.com. And if you'd like to send in a question for me or for our next great guest, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Chris, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
All right. Well, there's, again, so many things happening across the world. And by the way, we're letting everybody know that right now Joe Biden is talking with Benjamin Netanyahu. They're having a little bit of a photo opportunity there. They're talking in front of the cameras. They'll have private conversations, of course. But it's about 11:49 in the a.m. in Tel Aviv. Obviously, Chris, this is a big deal for the president to go all the way over there, even though the other meetings with the Arab leaders got shut down.
Yeah, it is. Again, I don't think that he would have been going there if he knew that ahead of time. We got a major situation on our hand in regards to this hospital. You have unrest happening in capitals, Beirut. Amman and Jordan, and I guess they called for another day of rage. I don't know if it's going to be, I think maybe even today or tomorrow. And they got to find some way to get to the bottom of this hospital explosion because, again, it's going to be a difficult sell anyway, in regards to whether if it was a Muslim Brotherhood misfire, whatever, you know, their claim it's going to be, it's going to be a difficult sell. It's going to have a difficult time getting people to believe it. So, things are pretty tense, obviously, right now, and it can get much worse very, very quickly. Not a good time.
No, not at all. And, we understand that the United States is putting a lot of force in that region. We have two different carrier battle groups, for example. Now, when these things start to happen and we start to see more materiel being sent to the region, obviously the president's there, it starts to beg the question, what if? What if the U.S. gets more embroiled into this because something else happens? How does that, or does the market begin to sort of anticipate some of that, or how does it react even at this early stage?
I mean, at this point in time, it can't really react because it's so fluid.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's a lot of caution that's out there without a doubt. I mean, you got that, that underlying, thought that, what happens if it, we see oil, spike, another type of an embargo situation where you can see a massive spike. You go back to the, believe it or not, you're going to date yourself. You go back to the Yom Kippur War and the oil embargo that happened after that. We saw oil, I think it went from $3 a barrel to like $12 a barrel. It doesn't seem much like, compared to what it is today. But back then, I mean, you're talking, there you go. That's a major increase. So you see an increase like that. I mean, it's massive, four times. So, I don't think we'll have that type of a spike. But if we do, it definitely can disrupt things without a doubt.
Well, and of course, consumers out there right now, obviously they're looking at the high interest rates, but we also saw, this was quite interesting to me, retail sales actually went up 0.7% in September, according to some of these latest numbers, but it was above the 0.3%, which was the Dow Jones estimate. Is this a case of people doing whatever they can to keep up with spending? It would seem to me that more intuitively, people might be pulling back on some of their spending. But this is for September. We don't know what's happening in October.
You can pull back on certain spending, but, when other prices are going up, if you're kind of diverting money elsewhere, to some degree. And again, you got to take a look at the jobs number, as well. You see that a lot of people have taken on second jobs. So, that's a big part of the economy today. And that happens. I mean, it's just, when the price of things come up, it is what it is. So, you're looking right now is that people are doing what they can to get by.
Well, indeed, and certainly credit cards, I think, probably enter into that as well. We also noticed, too, Chris, that it looks like Social Security recipients are going to get a 3.2% cost of living increase in 2024. Does this begin to cover it, or is it about right, or is it just way off base?
it never matches the reality of inflation. We know that. I mean, you got to get the COLA increases, but we know that the prices on the items that are most important have gone up much, much higher than that. So no, I don't think it is caught up with where inflation is by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, exactly, and you got to really feel for people who are on a fixed income in this whole situation. Gas, at least in my area, and I'm in Southern California, gas seems to have dropped back a little bit from where it was, by about 30 cents or somewhere in there. But generally speaking, as you just mentioned, what could happen in terms of a larger conflict in the Middle East, that could send oil skyrocketing and we're in a real bad situation.
Oh, yeah. I know, without a doubt. I mean, like I said, right now, it's very perilous. What's going on right now? I mean, everybody's kind of, trying to see where the next shoe is going to drop. When it comes to this, in my opinion, we could have alleviated some of the stressors, if we had, continued to, develop our own, oil and natural gas reserves, like we were in the past. It's always much, much better to be, self-sufficient than it is to be reliant upon others. We were able to help out, Europe, with, what happened with Ukraine because they became overly reliant upon Russia, but, you know, we should continue in that direction. And, you know, I think you're starting to see the tide turn. You're starting to see the sales come down, way down when it comes to electric vehicles. The belief is just not there that, okay, we're going to, you know, this EV transformation is not going to happen, not for some time.
Well, you know, talking about electric vehicles, you know, you got to generate all that electricity. And sometimes when I drive down Interstate 5, down on, you know, maybe on a quick trip to San Diego or what have you, I always go by San Onofre Nuclear Power Plant. It's not in operation, hasn't been for many years. But, you know, you've talked about some of this before. Maybe that's going to make a comeback, especially with the newer technology. Do you think it'll be inevitable that that might be one of the only ways we can really generate all the electricity they say they want for cooking and cars and everything?
Well, I've always been a big believer that nuclear power is the answer. I mean, this is part of the thing we can't get through with these people that the Greens, they don't actually listen to science. That they have this religion that's built into them. That is the answer. It really is. Not to mention all of the new technologies that we have with the modular reactors that are smaller. And even got the ones now they're basically the size of a cargo container that can, operate, plants and factories. I mean, this is fantastic because, again, you want to grow the economy as well. One of the aspects is setting up a factory or moving manufacturing is the cost of electricity and energy. One of the reasons why Germany lost so many plants is because their electricity costs were so high. So you have that type of reliable energy, cheap energy here in the United States. You're going to drive a lot of business here.
Well, indeed. And, of course, the U.S. Navy has used nuclear power for so very long, and we don't have a whole lot of problem with that. It seems like we have more experience now, certainly, than we did 40 or 50 years ago, and certainly with the time of Three Mile Island and these kinds of things. And people will always bring up things like Chernobyl, but give me a break. I mean, I think we could probably do this a lot better than they did back then with Chernobyl.
Well, even if you take a look at some of the disasters that happen, and you take a look at the human error, and then, well, again, Chernobyl's a completely different situation. They're dealing with a communist regime who didn't, care about safety standards and cutting corners. Three Mile Island, was anybody hurt in that at all? Nobody was. I mean, it was handled. But then again, you get people that, absolutely lose their minds and do, stupid things, and they have no nukes concerts at Battery Park in New York, and let's scare everybody up. This is a technology that would work. The amount of waste that is that goes along with this is minuscule in compared to the footprint and that you're dealing with EVs and the mining that's involved and everything that goes along with that. It's a no-brainer. It really is.
Indeed. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. You can hear him on AM 860 and AM 930, 5 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday, 5 p.m. Sunday. Chris, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. That is the website. Go check him out over there. Folks, check us out right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.